exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 25th. We're in hour one of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Just a couple of quick announcements. I apologize being out last week. I was under the weather, actually didn't get recuperated until about Tuesday, and I've had a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages, a lot of emails that I haven't been able to respond to. I've just been playing catch-up pretty much since then, so I apologize for that. We've got a great broadcast tonight. Coming up in the first hour, I have Travis Gooley, CommunityFirstOutreach.com. We'll talk about that more in just a second. Third hour, we're going to have Dr. Patrick Slattery, Elena Hagen, a case study of the Jewish privilege that is destroying America. I think you will really enjoy that. And we've got some videos. We're going to run down through the news during the second hour. I think I've got some news that really needs to be reported that I've not seen reported anywhere else. So we will get to that in the second hour and probably some phone calls. But to get us started, first hour, Travis, do I have you with me? How you doing tonight, sir?
Excellent. How about you?
I'm doing good. Travis Gooley has an organization, CommunityFirstOutreach.com. I urge everyone to go there. We're going to be talking about what he's involved with. But to get us started, Travis, I always like to ask my guests this question when they're the first time that they join me, and that is, what happened in your life that led up to you getting involved in activism? Maybe what happened that let you know that the mainstream media wasn't telling us the truth and led you down this path, sir?
I mean, really, just growing up, especially like in public schools and stuff like that, everything is pushed on you. You're never allowed to just think for yourself. So you obviously at some point in time grow up and you hit a stage in life where you just have to start asking, like, wait a minute, time out. Why can't we have certain discussions? Why am I supposed to just automatically believe in equality and integration, et cetera, et cetera? Why is it that as soon as you step out of that norm or that way of thinking that they're pushing down on you, all of a sudden you're evil, you're a bad guy, and it can't be just a normal intellectual conversation, So eventually, when I got tired of asking so many questions and nobody else wanted to have a nice conversation about it, I was just a bad guy. I mean, I could only go one way. So, I mean, there's just things that you just can't talk about anymore. It's just forbidden. And that should never be in a free society.
Oh, that's absolutely the truth. And, you bring to mind, I mean, just recently, here in the last week or so, we have had an onslaught. I mean, Amazon is banning books that discuss anything questioning the Holocaust. We've got Google and YouTube. YouTube, of course, demonetizing Dr. David Duke. They're coming. They are trying to eliminate our ability to, one, discuss the truth or wake other people up to the truth. And there is a concerted effort, the largest I've seen underway, really, just here recently. What's your thoughts about that, Travis?
Well, I mean, it's just remarkable that in this day and age, they have to push that agenda. Now, if they had the real truth on their side, then the truth actually is not scared of anything, of debate. They would encourage it. They would want it, because then obviously they would just show, like, we're just a bunch of liars. We're just guys that are making up facts. But when the facts are all one-sided and they're always on our side, the only thing they can do is say, oh, that's a conspiracy. Oh, you're a radical right-winger. Oh, you're an extremist. And then just go ahead and start throwing sand at us and box themselves down intellectually. That's all they can do.
The truth is hate to those who hate the truth. That is my slogan that I got from my friend Frank, and it couldn't be more true. And I mean, it's evident. It's just like what you just said. The truth is on our side, and that is why that they are making such broad steps right here in front of, you know, the whole world, to eliminate our ability to discuss some of these issues. The Holocaust, what really gets me, where in France and Germany and Canada and these other countries, Great Britain, there's people sitting in jail right now for daring to question the historical narrative of an event. And I mean, if that doesn't wake people up to the fact that you do not have a freedom of ideas or freedom of speech in these countries, I mean, it's how Orwellian it really is. I wanted to get us started. Tell us about Community First Outreach, what it does, who it helps, and what you're doing with this organization. For those listeners that's never heard of this, kind of give us a little bit of a breakdown of the basics on it.
All right, so basically, right now in this day and age, there's organizations set up, government-funded programs and stuff like that set up to help and cater to every other ethnicity out there. And for so many times, our people just get left behind. We fall through the cracks in the system. We apply for certain social programs and stuff, and we just simply don't get approved because our last name isn't Honduras or Pablo, et cetera, et cetera. So it seems like because our people are the only ones that can legally be discriminated against, that somebody had to step up and say, enough is enough. I'm sick of being sick. I'm tired of being tired. I think that our people have every bit of a right to be helped also. And that's what Community First Outreach actually came from. The idea that Community First Outreach is here for our people, by our people. We're pro-majority organization, just like everybody else is allowed to be a pro-minority organization. We simply stand up for our people because, honestly, if we don't do it, nobody else will. And that's a shame. That really is a shame. But that's the day and age that we live in. Nowadays, you can be pro-black. You can be pro-minority of any sort. But the second that you say you're pro-white, you're automatically a white supremacist, you're a bigot, you're a hateful individual, you already have no right to exist. There's not one single pro-white activist in the entire world that is not labeled a white supremacist. How crazy is that? You mean to tell me every single pro-white individual in the entire world is just a white supremacist? Come on, man. And it's just like that, time after time after time. So eventually, we just got tired of it, and we said, you know what? We're going to put our community first. We're going to step up and say, you can throw those names on us. We don't care. We're going to help our people. And that's exactly what we're doing. We've only been around for a little bit over a month. In fact, it's been a month and a half. That's it. And we have already helped dozens upon dozens of families. It all comes down to our people just networking, wherever they're at, networking together and pulling our people up, giving them a hand up, not a handout. Giving them that brotherly love that they really truly need in their time of need, because nobody else in the government and nobody else in these other minority organizations are going to care about them in the slightest.
Well, you know, I want to commend you for what you're doing, because it's a long time coming. I mean, this is a necessity in this day and age. And, you know, Travis, it amazes me. I did a little bit of rudimentary research several months ago, and I read it on the air here. There is every kind of association. There is black chiropractor associations, black nursing associations, black attorney. I mean, you could go on down the list in the same regards with other minorities as far as Hispanics, but nothing, not to, because white people do not have the freedom of association. If we try to organize,
there's not even a white civil rights activist in the entire world. Just simply a white civil rights activist. We don't have them. They're called white supremacists. Automatically slandered by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the ADL, and everybody else.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look how everything is race-based scholarships is considered normal. You know, it should be merit-based or race-based admissions into college. I did a little research, Travis. I could not find one specific scholarship dedicated solely to a white person. Not one.
Exactly.
Not exactly. One. And that's reverse racism. You know, I don't understand. I don't accept this so well. I understand you don't accept it so well, or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. I don't understand why the white people have accept this so well, because one, it should be merit based as far as, you know, scholarships and admissions into college. It should be merit based. I wouldn't have any problem with whoever's got the best grades. You know, they deserve the advancement. Same way in employment or whatever, merit based. But this system is so skewed against white people, and I have experienced just a little bit of what you are saying, because if you go out in the public and you advocate a pro-white stance, now I'm not talking about white supremacists, I'm talking about just advancing the white culture, celebrating, you know, European Christian heritage, the media and even white people in general, they want to drift away from that. Well, the media wants to crucify you, but even some white people in general, they're not. It puts them in an uncomfortable position for some reason. They don't like it, but I think it's because they have not become aware of how really drastic this situation has become. I mean, the peril of this situation. And hats off to you for one, stepping up to do this, because I know it's not easy, and I know it's a lot of work. And but I mean, this absolutely, in this day and time, its time has come. It is much needed, and it's at the same time, it's unbelievable that, as far as I know, you and White Lives Matter are the only two, you know, advancing this cause like you are in the country. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, and in fact, honestly, as far as we know, we are the only pro-majority nonprofit charity in the entire United States, which is really, really unfortunate. And I do believe that now we are going to be the first of many. I believe that now that we are starting to stand up, other people are seeing how there's nothing to be ashamed of. We were born this way. We don't have to apologize because of the way that we came out of our mother's womb. There is nothing to apologize for. It doesn't matter what our ancestors have done. It doesn't matter about anything. We are going to rise back up because, honestly, it is in us to do such. We have a pride within ourselves that we should never have to kill just so we can be accepted by everybody else. And I think that now, as Community First rises up and as people see, a lot of people didn't think that we could get the nonprofit state charter and stuff like that. When people started seeing that we are, and obviously other people have been, you know, donating little stuff to their local communities and trying to do their own little raffles and stuff like that, as we lend our helping hand out to them, they're starting to realize, well, hey, we can actually become official also. Like, we can actually rise ourselves up and actually do the same thing. So I think in some ways it's very, very, well, obviously, it's overdue, but I think that now it's going to become that snowball effect, and hopefully, I mean, I'm very, very hopeful on this, other people chime in too, not just to make my organization bigger, which, don't get me wrong, I would love that. I think that the bigger we get, the more we can help, but at the same point in time, even if you don't like me, just do it yourself. You know, start up your own nonprofit charity organization and reach out in your area and help your people. Now, Community First, it's not restricted by state. We help everybody no matter where they are. We've helped so many people, and so I think we're at to almost a dozen states already of different families and stuff that we've helped. Like I said, it's been over a couple dozen now, families and stuff that we've already helped. So, I mean, we don't restrict ourselves by ideology. We don't restrict ourselves by geographics. We try to help as many people as we can, and hopefully this spreads, because there's nothing wrong with the way we're born, and we should never have to apologize for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well said. For the listeners, give us maybe some ideas of some of your accomplishments so far. The help that you're actually, what you're actually doing, or some of the things that's happened so far.
Yes. Just last month we printed out our accounting books. Now, we don't have to do that at all legally. There's no restriction on us to make us come forward and do that. We printed them on our website though, so we could show everybody. With almost $1,000 donated to us, we ended up negative, I think it was like $25 last month, because honestly, this is a charity. That's what we do. And we don't care if we go into the red, I'll take it out of my own pocket. That's how this works. So this is just literally, now the last month, like I said, that's on the website so everybody can see. Let me show you what we just did last week. So we purchased there was a single dad He's been struggling for a while. He's making ends meet, but he's just a little bit behind every now and then. Anyways, his car broke down. Now, as a single dad, if he doesn't have his car running, obviously, he can't work. If he can't work, he can't feed his baby. So we went ahead and purchased the throttle body kit for his car, got it put on there and everything, and got him to work on time, which was actually kind of a hassle, but we pulled it off, and I was really happy to do that. We also worked with this person that called me up. It was about Friday night, called me up at about 11 o'clock. My phone number is posted online. I'll give it out to the viewer, to the audience also as the show goes on and stuff. So if anybody else wants to call, they can always call. But this person reached out to me at 11 o'clock at night. They were in an emergency situation, and they needed food. So I asked them for the local food pantries in their area because there's no way that I could get resources to them. They were about three states away from me. So they got in touch with me, gave me the local food pantry. I ended up calling that local food pantry and just reached out to them and said, listen, is there a way that we can make a donation to you guys and you guys can make a donation of food to these individuals? They were like, of course, yes, most definitely. They ended up putting together a huge bag just from themselves. So they used their resources. We used the mainstream charities' resources to feed our people. And then on top of that, we were able to send a donation to them. And then that donation also got purchased into food and got arrived to this family also. So not only did we use our charity to help them, but on top of that, we were able to use a different charity from the mainstream, which shows there's a lot of potential when you come in as a nonprofit organization and as a charity, you know. Another thing that we did was it's not a state-chartered organization or anything, but it's called Cover Our People With Love. Basically, this lady makes quilts, and she puts them all together for children that have been sexually abused or have been physically abused and have been removed from their home. So they have a social worker that specifically hands these out to the children that we deem fit, and they needed finances in order to help make these quilts. So we went ahead and made a generous donation to them and got almost a dozen some quilts made so that they could help these white children. On top of that, there was an activist. He was down in Texas, and he was in a situation where basically he went there and he was doing literature distributions, attending events and stuff like that, and he had overstayed his stay, and he ended up becoming homeless. He had literally just donated every penny that he had to what he was doing there and just ran out of all the resources. This organization tried for about a week to get the money together to get him back home to Florida. Eventually, they contacted us, and within 24 hours, we had him on a bus back headed home. And again, this is all just last week. This is what we do on a regular basis. We are a nonprofit charity. We want to help as many people as we can. So we don't just do an event once a month or every 6 months. We try to do something every single day. There was this little girl. She's actually suffering with end-stage renal failure, and she's got congestive heart failure. She's on dialysis daily, and she's actually in need of a kidney. So if anybody out there is type A or type O, and they would like to donate the kidney, please contact me. Again, I'll give you guys my phone number and stuff. We believe that we've already got the kidney set, but we have to wait for the tissue results to come back so that we can see if they're actually going to be a good donor or not. But we've had several people already come forward, so we think we've got her the kidney. This was all just okay. Done last week. This is what we do, you know?
All right, we're coming up on a break. Travis, hold on for me. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. CommunityFirstOutreach.com. Travis Gulley joining me here on the Alternative Media. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Studio, joined tonight by Travis Goley, CommunityFirstOutreach.com. I want everyone listening, write that down. Go to the website, CommunityFirstOutreach.com. You know, we have talked for a long time on broadcasts like this that we should have an organization like this. Well, now we do, and Travis is heading it up, and he's doing the work. He's got his a plate full, I promise you, and we have an organization like this now, and we should support it. This is putting white people first. This is something working for white people. I wanted to give you the opportunity, Travis, before we move on. You were talking about a kidney. You're transcending. This is food. This is car repair. This is housing. This is whatever the situation may be. You're not fixated or pigeonholed into any certain area. You're doing whatever the situation calls for when you're down to helping people ascertain a kidney. So I wanted to turn it back to you. Anything else that you would like to share of things that you've been involved with or will be involved with? Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Literally, we try to help every single situation. And like I said, everything is different, you know. Not everybody needs food. So, yeah, we're covering all the bases. Whatever our people need, we want to provide. Right now, like I said, all that stuff that we've mentioned here in the past, that's literally the past. We did that like last week and the weeks before. Right now, this week, we're trying to collect the funds for two insulin pumps. One of the brothers, he actually had diabetes so bad that he lost all of the toes on his right foot. So, of course, now he's out of work and stuff like that. He's not even being able to get disability. We're just trying to get him an insulin pump that the doctors say that if he does not get this insulin pump, he'll be dead within the next few years. And realistically, what is that worth to us? You know, this is a man's life that we're talking about. Obviously, just with, like, this 7-year-old girl. Actually, right now, there is staynobleware.net. They're running a raffle that we're helping support. It's not our raffle, but it's theirs, and we're trying to help them push it. For $5 a ticket, you can win $100 in merchandise. And all of the money goes straight to Peyton, which is the young girl. She has a ton of doctor bills, obviously. And these doctor bills will destroy the family. We all know how that goes. You go, you get a bump on your wrist, you need to go get stitches, and next thing you know, you get the bill for $700. You know, so imagine going through all of these daily dialysis and all this, all of these different medical bills that are piling up on her. It's enormous, and it's going to literally crush the family. So we're trying to help them get awareness to their situation, and also, of course, simple donations, you know, mean the world to everybody. We've got, hopefully, we're trying to get funds raised up, but again, this is like the back burner ideas that we want. Some point in time, we would like to have a thrift store, a food pantry, and a homeless shelter established strictly for our people. And that way, we could also be more financially independent. Right now, all of our stuff that we've done, which is an enormous amount of list, I mean, we can go through time after time after time of all the different things that we've done already to prove ourselves as a nonprofit charity organization, but we want to take it even further, and once we get away from having to ask everybody always for donations, we can actually have our own buildings and stuff like that. We can literally take it up a new step. We're trying to get into the medical stuff. We've got people that need scooters because they have different diseases and stuff like Crohn's disease, so they can't walk very well. We've got kids that need wheelchairs, old people that need oxygen tanks. If people have medical supplies just lying around in their basement or in their attic, they can donate them to us, and we can get them to the people that actually need it. So, I mean, we're trying to cover all the bases. There's so many different things going on with our people all around this nation. And literally, somebody's got to be there for them because nobody else is going to step up. Nobody from the government's going to come in and say, hey, how can we help you today? You know, so somebody's got to do it. It might as well be us taking care of our own people. And realistically, this serves the society as a whole also, because the more that we can help our own people get food, the less people that need food stamps. The more people that we can help with getting these medical supplies, the less people that need Obamacare and the rest of this stuff. We can literally take care of our own. We don't need the government. We just need our own people. We just need to love our own. That's it.
Oh, absolutely, Travis. I mean, the resources that is available out here, if people would, I mean, there's so many situations, just like one that I know where you know, a gentleman has passed away, but he had a lot of that equipment that you're talking about, and that could be donated and put back to good use. I mean, this Correct. Is a situation where everyone listening, whether you can donate money or not, there may be other things you can donate to help the cause, because I don't really see anything on the horizon that makes me think that things are going to turn around drastically anytime soon. So this need is not only going to maintain itself, it's going to most likely increase as time goes on too. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to talk just a little bit about Jose Torres and Kay Norton. Well, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Travis Goley, CommunityFirstOutreach.com. Stay with us. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Travis Goley, communityfirstoutreach.com is the website. And Travis, one, I wanted to thank you for getting involved with Mr. Torres and Ms. Norton. Anyone that's listened to this broadcast, you know who I'm talking about. We're talking about the two people that received the unbelievable, unjust, lengthy prison sentences in the state of Georgia just a couple of weeks ago. And if that is not a troubling sign of the times when people are getting this lengthy of prison sentence is just unbelievable. I've covered that at length, but one, I just wanted to give you the opportunity. One, I wanted to thank you for helping the family, for getting involved in this situation. This is what Community First Outreach does, and just tell us a little bit about what you were able to do there and how you were able to get involved, sir.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that they were actually in a relationship. And those two had three children. And because they were simply just offending minorities, that ended up catching them 20 years in prison, and female got 15 years in prison. So a decade now, they will be gone. Over a decade now, they will be gone from their children. Three children lost their parents that day for simply the crime of offending somebody. And that's ridiculous. On camera, for those who don't know, the minorities were actually screaming slurs and death threats at these individuals. And yet, it's us that go to jail. It's us that's always wrong. So, of course, we had to step up. We just, there's no excuse not to, you know? And so we stood up. We ended up trying to raise money for them. If we could have raised more money, it could have even helped more. We were able to raise $136, and that was it. But White Lives Matters came in and matched us dollar for dollar, so we were at least able to get $272 for the family, for the children. It's not going to ever bring back their parents. It's not anything like that, but at least it's something so that they know, hey, you know, they went down for a cause, but we are still here. Nobody's forgotten. Nobody's left behind. Now, of course, they're going to have to go through these appeals and stuff like that. I wish that we had people that would contribute and really, really try to help people out in these kind of situations, because this is just one isolated case. It's happening all over the place, though. Right now, there's so many people that are being arrested off these streets for simply flying American flags, for voicing our opinions, and like we spoke about earlier in the show, doubting the Holocaust. Right now, our people need to stand together, because if we do not stand together, we show weakness and the opposition will strike every single one of us who stands alone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Those judges, or that judge, and I've done this, I forgot his name, I've done it several times, but if there was any expected outcry by the white majority, you know, local churches, a real white gathering of people that stood up, that have is fed up and wise up and rise up, they maybe would be a little more hesitant to railroad someone like this that didn't have a criminal record, had a good name in the community, father of three. And he's going to do, I think it's a mandatory 14 years in prison. I mean, this is the epitome of injustice, the epitome.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, every time I think about it, that pisses me off that the white people.
And if they can do it to them, they can do it to us. There's nothing stopping them. And right now, millions of people think like we think. Millions of people do. And the only thing is we refuse to stand up and say it out loud. We refuse to just tell our neighbor, to tell our daughter, to tell our kids, to tell everybody in society what we believe. We beat ourselves down and allow society to beat us down so that we hide in the closets like we're little kids scared of the boogeyman. And in all actuality, we are losing our nation and our rights before our very eyes. And Americans right now are forfeiting our rights because we don't even use them.
Absolutely.
They don't have to take them.
We're giving them away. We're giving them away,
yeah.
And that story that happened in Georgia to these, and if you do a Google search and you try to read this story, the stories are so skewed. They give out so much misinformation. I mean, some of the stories actually have these two, like they jumped out of their truck and ran into the house, you know, screaming profanities,
yeah.
Which is all fake news of actually what happened. And there's only a couple of news sources that actually covered this story correctly and objectively. And, you know, the American people, I have mentioned this story to so many people, and none of them, because it's not on the mainstream media, it's not on, you know, NBC or CNN, they're for damn sure not going to cover it. They're clueless as to white people are being railroaded into prison for decades for flying a Confederate flag. I said on this broadcast years ago, it's going to get to the point that if you have a Confederate flag license plate on the front of your truck, it's going to be a hate crime. And, you know, we're not far from that now, Travis. We're not far from that. That is how far. But, and, you know, they're taking down the school names. They're taking down the monuments. They're getting rid of everything about our Confederate history right here in the South. In the South. And the white people.
It's not even just that. It's in the North, too, because they're taking away the Gadsden flags. They're taking away the American Revolution stuff. They are stripping America of every piece of our history and culture in this nation. It's amazing. But, yeah. Yep. Paul Revere, they're taking down his statues. They don't want to have George Washington as a federal holiday. That happened years ago. Where was the outcry? You know? I mean, the North, the South, we're being bombarded on so many different levels. And the bad thing is our people, you know, there's a lot of people that'll be like, oh, well, that Confederate flag, that's not my flag. Okay, well, the Gadsden flag is. You know what? The national flag is your flag, and they burn it on TV. They make viral videos where they're wiping their butt with it. There's the challenge to step on it all the time. I mean, time after time. Where is your flag? Because I guarantee you, I promise you, it is being desecrated publicly on a regular basis. And what are you doing about it? That's where it comes in. What are we going to do about what's happening right now? And say you don't believe in politics. Okay, fine. Your religion. Yeah, I guarantee you, if it's pro-white, you are being under attack. They took Christ out of Christmas for crying out loud. You think this isn't an attack? Come on, people. There comes a point in time in your life where you have to wake up, and it really does come down to that. And you can refuse to ignore reality as long as you want, but there is going to come a time, and it may be your last breath. But you will figure it out. The war is real, and the war is here. Black Lives Matter is the largest terrorist organization on American soil right now. They loot, they rob, they pillage. And what does your media call them? Peaceful protesters, legal demonstrators. There's nothing peaceful or legal about them. But this is the same exact thing that we've seen back in the 1960s with the civil rights riots.
Absolutely. Black Lives Matter can march with guns drawn in front of a sheriff's department while chanting, what do we want, dead cops? When do we want them? Now. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But Mr. Torres or Miss Norton are flying a Confederate flag, really a number of flags they were flying.
Yes,
and have a
many
flat
flags.
Tire, have a flat tire near a birthday party and go to have their lives ruined and go to prison for decades. That's where we're at. That's what the American people and the people listening better wake up to the reality of the situation that we're in. This is how it all breaks down. If you're black or Hispanic or homosexual or anything else, and you advocate for your cause, well, you're a great activist. You're a great activist, and well, by golly, that's just honky-dory. But if you're white and do the same thing, well, you're a big racist supremacist, and you deserve to be in prison or put it or killed or ruined. And until the American people have had enough of that hypocrisy, we're going to continue to have to ingest this travesty. And I, for one, I commend what you're doing. It is high time that there's an organization that supports white people. I call on everyone on RBN that does broadcasts like I do, that talks about this subject matter. Have Travis on and try to help support. We've got a charity organization for white people. Let's use it now. Let's support Travis. Have him on, maybe Deanna, some of the other hosts, Ray Volt, maybe. Have him on, and let's get the word out, and let's support this cause. I wanted to get your opinion. You know, now that Donald Trump election has kind of opened the door of a little bit of acceptance of to the fact of how white people have no advocacy groups whatsoever, Do you think this attitude toward an organization like yours will maybe change some? I mean, what's your thoughts?
No. I mean, I wish that it would, but like I said, our organization has only been around as of right now for a month and a half. And within a matter of weeks after we had our state charter, the Southern Poverty Law Center was already quoting us. So, realistically, I think that it's kicked up a lot of patriotic spirit all across the nation, and American spirit is going to be arising from the grassroots level. But at the same point in time, I feel that the people that are in power, they're not going to allow this to rise up to become something big, unless, of course, we, the American people, do stand up as a whole, because then we are the big voting block. Yeah, like I said, there's millions of people that think like we think. It's really up to us right now whether we take back our nation or not. Now, we can go through more and more oppression, or we can just stand up right now and go ahead and fix this problem. But either way, I mean, the tyrants are not going to let this just go through and be like, oh, yeah, it's all right, you know, oh, White Lives Matter is peaceful now. No, I mean, White Lives Matter has never had one crime committed at their events. They've done events in every single state all across the Union for years now. And yet, they're considered the hate group and still are. Whereas Black Lives Matter, like we spoke about earlier, robbing, looting, pillaging, killing, and, well, they're just peaceful protesters, legal demonstrators, and they get to go to Congress to give opinions. That's amazing, you know? I don't think that it's necessarily going to change. I would hope that Trump would actually take a stand, but unfortunately, right now, we've got riots all across this nation where people are rioting against Donald Trump, hurting people, putting people in the hospital, killing people, and Donald Trump is still not doing anything to end these protests and these riots against him. So he's not going to be the savior, but at the same point in time, we need to start just getting irritated enough to say, you know what, I'm sick of being sick, I'm tired of being tired. Donald, are you coming or not? Let's do it.
Well, I agree, and you know, Donald Trump has stanked the black vote that he got, he stanked the Hispanic vote, but he has yet to thank the white vote, and I guess he never will, and the white vote is who got him elected. You know, we are never, ever addressed in any kind of form or fashion except in a derogatory terms, ever, ever. And of course, you know, I don't have to tell you, but mainstream media and television just makes a mockery out of the white male is just a dumbed down, sex-crazed, alcoholic with an adolescent mentality, and you know, acts like a 13 or 14 year old child. That's how he's portrayed all through the media, the white male. That's how he's portrayed in you know, the Jewish controlled media. I don't expect that to change anytime soon either, but I wanted to get your opinion. When you see what is happening in Europe with the demographic by design changes, where Germany's being overrun, I mean, just destroyed, and of course, what we just witnessed this week, Great Britain, I mean, they're letting in these different races, they're letting in Muslims, they're running them over, they're stabbing them. I mean, it is just incredible that they can't put two and two together and figure this out. I mean, what is your thoughts when you see what's happening to the European natives in these various countries like France, Germany, and Great Britain?
What's amazing to me is, so we're seeing refugees all over Europe blowing stuff up, killing people, and then we are actually accepting them in our borders here, and then we're pretending like they got all the bad ones and all the ones we got were polite. Come on, are we really that naive? God, that doesn't even make sense. The religion itself does not go along with our culture. They believe in pedophilia, sex slaves, child molestation, all sorts of stuff. Is that going to ever coexist with us peacefully? No. They make women have zero rights whatsoever. Is that ever going to get along with us? No. This is not European culture. It hasn't even gotten along over in Europe, obviously. So it's never going to work here in America. And if we don't start looking at that, we are going to be the exact same thing as Rhodesia or South Africa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what gets me when we talk about these charities? I'm in rural North Carolina. This is a highly white county. But the churches and the charity organizations, you know, they're worried about Haiti. They're worried about everything except their own. They're worried about the Lutheran Church is trying to bring in Syrian refugees. Some of these other organizations are trying to bring in the Nigerians. And my God, they get here and they get on the welfare teat. They get all of the benefits, and here we've got middle class whitey trying to work a job to fund this insanity. In a sense, the white race is actually placed in a position of funding their own demise. And yet, it just boggles my mind. And then if you go out and you talk about this to people, you know, they get that look, and instead of really paying attention to what you're saying, they immediately, oh, he's racist. But, you know, being called a racist doesn't bother me anymore. I don't care. If advocating for my own race makes me racist, then so be it, whatever. At some point in time, we've got to move past letting the name-calling stifle us and hinder us, because the need is too big, and there's a lot of suffering out there. So what do you think about when you see how these Lutheran churches and all these organizations are falling all over themselves, and they're making money doing it, but falling all over themselves to actually fund our demise?
Yeah, it's really sad, though, that in this day and age, it's like nobody wants to be proud to be an American. You know, instead we're sending money overseas to help everybody else. What about downtown Detroit? What about right here in America? What about helping our own people rise back up so that this could, I don't know, maybe become superpower again? The greatest nation ever to exist? It seems like nowadays everybody just wants America to die and Americans to be enslaved in order for some kind of justice to, I guess, come about. In reality, I mean, we have to pick what team we're on, because I guarantee you the opposition is very clear. We aren't welcome. So where do you really stand? I mean, there has to come a time when we just say Americans for America. That's what this is. You know, we're not going to worry about everybody else. We're going to worry about our own. Everybody's going to call us the face of hate, but really we're just the hand of love. We're the ones that are preserving this way of life, passing this on. Like I said in the beginning, we don't have to apologize for the way we were born. We were born this way. There's nothing wrong with us. The next generation needs to know that. And when they see us coming through the streets, helping brothers and sisters up, that's going to make a big difference. That's why Community First is here.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be back on the other side of the break. We're going to get we're going to talk about how you can get involved and help Travis's work. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Travis Goley, CommunityFirstOutreach.com. Back in moments.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
In the studio, joined by Travis Goley. Travis, this is a short segment. We've only got about 3 minutes. They are yours. I'm going to put a permanent link on my website over the weekend and just leave it there where people can go to your website, hopefully to donate, get involved. It will be up there over the weekend. But I wanted to give you the opportunity, any contact information, how for people to get involved, how for people to donate. The next 3 minutes is yours, sir.
All right. With that said, we'll just jump right into it. So for those people who want to get a hold of me personally, and this could be for making donations or just simply you need some assistance, 478-268-0174. Again, that phone number is 478-268-0174. Obviously, Community First Outreach. Our website is communityfirstoutreach.com. We also have, which you can actually donate right there. If you have a PayPal account, as soon as you go there, boom, big letters up the top. I'm sure there's a donate button. You can go ahead and click on that. If you don't have a credit card or a PayPal account, you can go through GoFundMe. We actually have, go to GoFundMe. You can go right on there, type in Community First Outreach. You'll see some of our different charity programs right there. Again, but it's not just finances that we can use. Medical supplies, vehicles, appliances, property. Literally, the sky is the limit with this right here. If we have somebody that donates us property, we can easily go ahead and start setting up thrift stores, food pantries, homeless shelters. If we get medical supplies, I guarantee you, somebody somewhere in this movement needs that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of people right now that need help, and that's what we're trying to be here for. And it doesn't matter if, for instance, they have a vehicle that's run down. We might be able to get a broken car donated to us and use it for parts to help other people's vehicles. The sky is the limit, and it's up to us to make a difference. Together, we are making a difference, and we're already doing a lot of great things. But we can do even more. There's nothing stopping us except us. And how many of us are really hoping for things to get better, all of us? How many are doing something about it? This comes to the time where we have to do something. We can't just hope anymore. There's nothing that's going to help us other than us. So that's why Community First Outreach is here, to give a helping hand up, not a handout. We don't just send people money when they need something. We send them the help that they actually need. Again, my phone number is 478-268-0174. And if you ever need some help, that's why we're here. We don't look down on you. We're here to help you because so many people need help. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that life kind of dealt you a bad card right there, and we're here to help. That's our job. The more people that know about us, the more people we can help. The more people that donate and contribute, the more people we can help. That's all it is.
Well, absolutely, Travis. Absolutely. Well, I want to have you back on from time to time and update where you're at and what you're doing, and also, keep the listeners informed with your growth as you go forward. And again, I want to thank you, Travis. What you're doing is a big work. It's needed, and you're doing it for all the right reasons. And so for me personally, I want to thank you, and I will have you back on again soon, sir. And I will give out your contact information again next hour. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great evening. All right, again, that was Travis Goley, communityfirstoutreach.com, 478-268-0174. When I come back on top of the first hour or second hour, I will give out that number again. If you didn't have a pen handy, get that, and I'll give that out to you again at the beginning of the next hour. Next hour, I'm going to run down through the news. I've got a lot of news that I want to share with you. Some of it you may not be aware of. I mean, there is so much that is happening. I mean, it is just unbelievable. All right, we're out of time for this hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back next hour. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Or you own a single trusted firearm. A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the Alternative Media Exposure.